You are listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. There's a new team in town. The Chattanooga Football Club is expanding, adding a women's team. The new season starts very soon. Today, I'm speaking with Gretchen Hamill. She's a player on the team. And Kate Roebuck, a board member of the women's team and a spokesperson. Welcome to Around and About.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So just to clarify, by football, we mean soccer. If anybody's listening and they think by football, I mean the NFL, that's not the kind of football we're talking about.
No, you would not see these women in pads playing football on the field. They are much more ladylike than that, we think.
And the women's team is part of the Women's Premier Soccer League. Tell me about the league that you're part of. Is this professional? Is this amateur? What is this league?
It's professional and amateur, so the women are not paid to play, but it is considered a professional sport of sorts. We like to call it premier or elite, and there are over 75 teams in our league. In our conference, there are about six teams, so we'll play Knoxville, Nashville, Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia Revolution from Atlanta. So those are kind of where we'll focus regionally, and then hopefully we'll be able to go out to the huge tournament at the end of the year and compete with some of the other teams outside of our conference.
So what is the highest you could go with this team? Could you become national champions, international champions?
You could become national champions of the WPSL League, and that's what, our goal is. But for this first season, we're hoping for some wins and some fun and some fans, really.
Gretchen, you're playing on the team. What position do you play?
I play center midfield.
So what do you do?
I guess my job would be to distribute the ball well. I'm in the middle of the field, so I'm looking to distribute, change the point of attack, try to get the ball out of high-pressure situations and go to more of a low-pressure situation, and then stop penetration coming through the middle defensively.
What do you want to do? Do you want to do this professionally? Is this more of just a hobby for you?
Well, I'm one of the older players, so I guess this is probably the highest that I might play, considering I'm in my 30s now. So I'm very, very honored to be here, and I'm just going to contribute where I can and do the best I can. But yeah, maybe if I might get the call.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, if I have a good season.
Yeah.
So you said you're one of the older players. What are some of the ranges of ages of people on this team?
I think we have players from 17 all the way to 36.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That really is a pretty... How many people are on the team?
We've got 35, I believe, on the roster. So, and I don't think that 35 can actually be dressed at every game.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that'd be too many to get in.
Yeah, and I imagine you probably, have people who can't always show up for every game, so you've got to have a lot of people.
Right, exactly. Kind of a pool of players to choose from.
So the Chattanooga Football Club, the men's team, has been around since 2009, and they've got this huge fan base here in Chattanooga. They've gotten a lot of community support. How did the women's team get started?
Well, this is, our first season, our inaugural season, and so through personal relationships between some of the board members and on the women's team and the men's team, we kind of saw a need for an amateur professional women's team here. There is a huge need for girls soccer because of Title IX, there's not, football for girls generally.
Right,
I mean, I guess do we have a football team here for
girls?
We
do. We actually do have some. I think we have a couple of women's actual football teams now.
Yeah. Right. Locomotion.
Yeah.
Right.
And Tennessee Train.
Cool. Oh, yeah. I haven't heard of them. Awesome.
But just so, there's definitely a need for role models for, places to go beyond high school with soccer. And so they saw that and realized, this could be a really great market for Chattanooga. And why isn't there a team already?
Yeah.
A bunch of big cities have this level of play, elite play, for adult women. And so we kind of thought, Chattanooga needs to be on the map there. Mm-hmm. And we have enough women playing soccer locally and enough interest for people to come to our city to field an incredible team. I mean, we have players from Iceland playing this year.
Really?
Which is crazy. And we have players from England, and we have players from Chattanooga, The diversity of our team is going to be, I think, unique and something that is worth coming to see.
The football club, I think what's almost as famous as the Chattanooga Football Club, maybe even more famous, is their fan group,
True.
The Chattahooligans.
Yes.
Who are the Chattahooligans, for people who don't know about them?
The Chattahooligans are just a group of fans who caught on and are tried and true to the sport of soccer and to the city of Chattanooga. We would love to have a women's chapter of Chattahooligans mm-hmm. for all of those aspiring, you know, to have your own club. Come sign up and join us and follow along. I'm from Pittsburgh, and so for the Steelers, you wave the terrible towel. Like, that's the big emblem. For soccer, you have scarves. So, you know, I know the Chattahooligans have scarves, and they bring them to games in the middle of the summer. So we're hoping to have that kind of follow along as well.
And the hooligans, they like to sing and chant and just try to terrify the opposing mm-hmm. team. Does that help as a player, having, like, somebody in the stands doing that, or is it more distracting?
Well, I mean, when it's for you, it's very helpful because it motivates you. I'm sure it's a distraction if you're the opponent, for sure. Yeah. But I'm convinced the Chattahooligans get just as good as a workout as the players do at the end of the game, because they do not stop.
Oh, yeah.
They cheer and chant and blow those horns and clap and jump for solid 2 hours. So, yeah, they're a good group.
The season's getting ready to start. When is the first women's game? When is the first men's game?
The first men's game is May 14th. There's the Open Cup, so they're going to play the Wilmington Hammerheads, which is a team that I don't believe that's in their conference.
Okay.
But the first women's game is May 18th. It's a Sunday, and so it's during the Chattanooga market. We're hoping that you can come out and check out the market, get some lunch, you know, see what they have to offer, and then come on over, because it's in the same place. You know, we're playing at Finley Stadium.
Right.
So May 18th, we are playing Mississippi Fuego. They're coming all the way up from near Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So that's a long trip for them. So we can hope, you know, to give them some great fans and just a great day of soccer here in Chattanooga for our very first game. We're super excited about that.
The men's game on the 14th, the Open Cup, I understand this is kind of a big deal. Why is it a big deal?
I think it's a pretty big deal just because, you know, it is first, it's the first game this season, and they don't usually play Wilmington. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to see some high-level play in Chattanooga for out-of-conference teams.
Do you have a website or anything where people can find out exactly when you're playing, where you're playing, things like that?
Yes. Our website is ChattanoogaFCWomen.com, and you can see the full schedule. We also have Facebook. It's Chattanooga FC Women. Twitter, Chat FC Women. And Instagram, Chattanooga FC Women.
Well, Gretchen,
we've got it all.
Gretchen, good luck on your first game coming up.
Thank you. I'll need it. I'll need it, yeah.
You're excited? You think you're going to win?
I always believe that. I always believe that going into every game. So very hopeful. We're going to do the very best we can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck, and thank you both for coming.
Thank you very much.